Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. We've had a terrific month of shows, and it's hard to believe it's already March 8th and 9th. And the winter continues on, though, with cold weather and snow. And just for my running friends out there, right after, if you're listening to this on Saturday, right after this show, please head over to NHCI, right across the bridge from Northeast Delta Dental, right near the Discovery Center, where the big rocket ship is, for the 8th annual Spring Ahead Race. It's a race that a lot of runners use to start getting running fit again. It's at 11 o'clock on Saturday, March 8th, the 8th annual Spring Ahead Race. The only rule is we're not allowed to talk about winter at the race, and it's at 11 o'clock. You can register right up to 10:30, and all the funds that are raised from this race go to the New Hampshire Cross Country Program, which is coached by Tom Walton, who I had on the air here a couple weeks ago, and the assistant coach is Perry Segros. Last week's show generated a lot of interest. We had Dr. Richard Berryman on. He talked a little bit about x-rays, radiographs, and what you should know when you go to your dentist about x-rays, and like anything else in life, there's a balance to everything, risk, reward. You don't want to overdo x-rays, but of course, there are times when x-rays are necessary. So Dr. Richard Berryman did a great job. Next week's show, we will have Dr. Shannon Mills. Shannon is my chief dental officer or vice president of professional relations and science at Northeast Delta Dental, and that'll be another oral health orientated show. But sandwiching Shannon and Richard with me today is Bobby Steven, who has a long history with New Hampshire. And most everybody, he's kind of like Silvio Dupuy. Everybody knows who Bobby Steven is. So, Bobby, thank you for coming in on this Saturday, March 8th and 9th. I'm sure as busy as you are, you have other things to do, but I very much appreciate your willingness to come in.
Well, thank you, Tom, and it's my pleasure being here today. And I do listen to your program, and in fact, I went to the dentist, and I'm having some major work done because it's needed. And folks out there, take care of your teeth. It's so important.
I want to take you on the road with me because, of course, as the folks at the station know, I try to end every program with a little mantra, which is you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And or another way I sometimes put it, depending on the audience, is that the mouth is part of the body. And we were fortunate with the Affordable Care Act that the pediatric dental benefit became a mandated benefit, which allowed Northeast Delta Dental to really do more education on the importance of oral health, exactly what Bobby said, which is if your teeth aren't the way they should be, you're going to have trouble systemically, your overall body. And of course, there are also the self-esteem issue. So thank you, Bobby. I'll have to take you on my next marketing speech.
I'll tell you, education on health and especially dental work is so important and vital to the whole body. Anyhow.
That's great. And speaking of that, we have just released this year's 2014 Oral Health Challenge with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And if you're a subscriber of Northeast Delta Dental Benefits, and that's just about everybody in New Hampshire that has dental insurance, and if you go to a participating dentist, that your son or daughter can earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game by demonstrating that they brush and floss in between visits. You send the card back in, you earn tickets to the Fisher Cats game, and then the son or daughter gets to go out on the field and gives us another opportunity to demonstrate about the importance of oral health. So, Bobby, let's start with you, though. I know you've got a lot on your plate here. Tell us your long history. I know you were born in New Hampshire. You're a fixture in New Hampshire. So I know I've always been interested in asking you this question. So Tell us about your life. And I mean that I know that you're into boxing and so forth. And then, of course, we will get into the St. Patrick's Day celebration on March 17th. But before we do, I know the listening audience would be interested in your history.
Well, Tom, I grew up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And we have a lifelong history in Manchester. My grandparents and my parents, they had restaurants in the Manchester area. In fact, my grandfather and father started a restaurant back in the 30s and 40s, and that was at where the Verizon Wireless Arena is today. And from there, my folks moved to Mechanic Street near the YMCA. My dad had passed on, and my uncle took over and his wife, and they moved to the Mechanic Street area called Cedars of Lebanon, and I joined them in working there. Also, I went to local schools, Bishop Bradley, Manchester Central High, and a couple of years of post-secondary college. But also, I enjoyed boxing, and I always get a kick out of this one. My folks were against it, definitely, no boxing. But being near the YMCA and having several friends that were boxing, I used to work out at the gym. And I was in pretty good condition after 6 months. And they had a big amateur bouts happening in outside of Lowell. And I went down, and my first bout, I won. I just happened to win on a TKO, which is a technical knockout. Got back home, the press picked it up. Next day, headlines in the sport page of the Manchester Union-Leader. Bobby Steven wins first amateur bout. Oh, then.
And your parents really loved that, right?
They loved that.
That's too funny. So when you're perched at the Verizon Wireless watching Fight to Educate boxing matches, which we'll talk about hopefully today, so that's actually the where your ancestors had a restaurant.
We had a restaurant there. They had an apartment building, and they had a garden right there. It's just unbelievable how time goes on. And that was my bringing up. And as I said, I ended up entered into the boxing world of Golden Gloves. Years ago, boxing and baseball were the sports of the world. I was happy to be and lucky to be successful in boxing. I'm the only Golden Glove boxer from New Hampshire and champion to win in three separate divisions. I was a young fella at the time, around 17, 18. I won the bantamweight title, the featherweight title, and a lightweight championship after year.
So what were those weight classes, and did that require you to do some starvation diets? Or
the first one, Tom, was the 119-pound bantamweight.
Wow.
I just couldn't stand it any longer. In fact, as soon as I won that title, I think I gained 2 pounds the same night.
Just add some water, and then gained 5 pounds.
So I ended up winning that title. Then I won the 126-pound featherweight championship, and then moved on to the 135 lightweight title. This was in a series of 5 years that I boxed. I had close to 75 amateur boxing bouts, but let me tell you, I bobbed and weaved on most of them to fight another day.
Wow. Well, it looks like you're still in great condition, and you could probably still fight in the lightweight category looking at you. So when you follow boxing today, is it a little disappointing with how disparate it is now? And as you said, it used to be the sport along with baseball. And of course, now between, you know, football, particularly football, but also, you know, hockey and basketball, it seems like it's taken a second seat.
Well, Tom, it is. I always say boxing and baseball were the sport of the, you know, the days in those days. But unfortunately, things change in life, and we all change. And we never had hockey then. We never had soccer and other sports. All that I remember in high school was basketball, football, baseball, and boxing. But unfortunately, a lot of the promoters that promote the events of boxing for years, you know, didn't do it justice by having these professional fighters and taking, you know, taking their purses, and these poor folks ended up broke and bankrupt. In fact, I sponsored a bill years ago, and I had discussed this with Senator John McCain. They have a federal boxing commission, not paid by the taxpayers, but paid by the millions of dollars the boxers earn for their health care and for their retirement. And what happened, it never went through because the lobbying that goes on against this from these large, huge venues and promoters, I thought this was a great idea.
You know, it's funny because even when I was growing up, I mean, thinking back to the Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier fights, I mean, that was huge. And when I was in high school, sort of preparing for that the way you would, I want to say preparing for that, but anticipating it the mm-hmm. same way we now anticipate Super Bowls yeah. for football. But definitely my four children have zero interest in boxing other than kind of this new yeah. stuff that I see on TV. So after the commercial break, I want to get into your fund for education, a St. Patrick's Day celebration, which is on March 17th. Why don't you, if you can, just give us a quick tease, and then we'll go to commercial break, when it was formed.
Well, Tom, the St. Patrick's Day event, we started back when I had my wife and I owned the Vault Restaurant, the popular Vault Restaurant in Manchester. And we had a first St. Patrick's Day in 1978. And this was a huge event that not only went for that one day, I recall, it went for 2 or 3 days. It was a huge success. So we had to continue this year after year. And after closing the Vault for redevelopment of downtown, I had different restaurants hire me to run the St. Patrick's Day event.
Super. So after commercial break, we'll talk about how you have awarded yeah. scholarships over the year and all the great things you've done for a higher education. Tom Raffio will return after commercial break with Bobby Stevens. Stay tuned.
How was work, honey?
Oh, our Delta Dental rep visit got me thinking about my oral health, you know. Reminded me about visiting my dentist and gave me this toothbrush.
I'm glad you're excited.
Uh-huh.
But do you suppose you could not brush your teeth at the dinner table?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thank you, honey.
As the region's most experienced dental benefits company, Northeast Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, providing timely responses to customer questions and ensuring claims are processed quickly and accurately so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And with me this glorious weekend in March is Bobby Steven. And we'll get to Bobby in a moment. Just want to again ask my running friends, if you can, if you're listening to this on March 8th, that it's the 8th annual Spring Ahead race at 11 o'clock. However, just so everybody knows, you're actually not turning your clocks ahead. The spring ahead of your clock actually doesn't happen until Sunday, March 9th. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, March 9th, you have gotten up really early because the show airs at 7 o'clock and not 9:05. Once you get into March, we start thinking also about the Capital Area Race Series, and that's a series of 7 road races, which actually begins in Gilmington on Saturday, March 29th. And if you want to register for that, we have a website that is thecapitalarearaceseries.com, or when you're at the Spring Ahead race Saturday, there'll be some forms there. I also want to give folks an update on my life. Not that anybody really cares about that, but the Affordable Care Act, actually, for Northeast Delta Dental is going really well. We have over 1,000 New Hampshire citizens have been able to navigate the public exchange called healthcare.gov to purchase an individual dental product. And those that have had difficulties on the public exchange, we've encouraged them to go on to our private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. It's actually a more facile website, and people tell me within like 35 seconds they can purchase one of five different dental programs, and we did a lot of market research, so they're tailored. So if your kids are long gone and you don't need ortho coverage, there's a plan for you there. If you have small children, there's a plan for you. If you're a retired adult, there's a plan for you. So that's DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. And then on Thursday, March 27th, I will be with Dave Cowens at Gibson's at 7 o'clock for the book that Dave and I co-authored called There Are No Do-Overs. It's basically how to sustain a business long-term. And one of the things that Dave and I discovered is that a lot of his principles as a Hall of Fame basketball player and coach were very consistent with the alignment of Northeast Delta Dental and some of the business principles that I've developed over the years. So we'll be at Gibson's on Thursday, March 27th. Earlier in the day, I will be live on the radio with Ken Kale to promote that event. And I know Ken really wants to meet Dave. And just as an aside, and I put Bobby Steven in this category as well, as great a Hall of Famer that Dave Cowens was, he was just as easily a Hall of Fame person. So now back to Bobby. Again, Bobby, thank you for coming in this weekend. We really want to get to your event on March 17th. You mentioned that it started in 1978 when you had a family-owned restaurant, and then it kind of rotated amongst other restaurants. What is the purpose of the event? And maybe you can give us some contact information.
What it is, Tom, that as I said, we started in 1978 our business, the restaurant, the Vault Restaurant. After many years, we continued the St. Patrick's Day event in different locations. Then my wife and I finally decided to turn this into a charity event. So we formed a 501c3 non-profit event and not-for-profit. I look at a lot of the different charities, this is all, everyone works, and I owe a lot of people thanks for many, many years of helping me. They all volunteer. So in 1992, I became involved with the New Hampshire Job Training Council as a director of the workforce there. And in 1994, the event, as I said, started on a charity event for scholarships. What we do is all the monies that raised from the event, we award scholarships to disadvantaged folks throughout the state of New Hampshire. And this year, I'm happy to say that the Easter Seals of New Hampshire is going to be part of our involvement with the scholarships for their folks with disabilities and also disadvantaged folks. So this continues, and as folks seek their financial aid toward college or post-secondary, this is and I'm thankful to all the sponsors, Tom, that help us out. We have a list of sponsors that it would take me a while to mention them all, but I know Northeast Delta Dental has been right there on top.
Always. Can never say no to you, Bobby. And, you know, one of the things that's really appealing about this event is something that you have in your promotional materials, that education equals success, that our young people are the future workers and leaders of tomorrow. And as you know, Bobby, I'm chair of the State Board of Education. Mm-hmm. And the older I get, and I say this all the time, I've said this in my book as well, education is the key to everything. It's the key to being a successful adult. It's the key to being well physically and mentally. It's the key to the economy. In fact, along with Fred Coker, we started a group called the New Hampshire Coalition for Business and Education, because we want to get the word out the importance of education. So the fact that you have sent, you have given so many scholarships out over the years, you're doing so much for society. So since 1995, how many scholarships have you awarded?
Tom, we've awarded a little over 300 scholarships since then. And this is what continues to make me want to continue doing this. As you mentioned, education is so vital. It's the important for any students to prepare them for the future in the workforce and the jobs of tomorrow. So you need this education. I know in my family, we promote this. Our boys and their wives all promote this with our grandchildren. And I keep harping on them, school, educate yourself. And if you want to get ahead in life, that's what you have to do. And that's a success.
You got it. And I know your son, John, very well, so I know that to be true. Now, if I'm an employer out there, if I'm a corporation or an individual benefactor, and I would like to sponsor the event or buy a ticket or get involved, what's the contact information?
I would say contact me directly. You can contact me by email. It's Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at StephenLaw.com. And Stephen is spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N. So that's Bobby at StephenLaw.com. Also, my phone number is area code 603-627-2071. And I will get back to you immediately and would be honored to have folks participate. Tickets for the event could be purchased right at the door, and we kept them at $50 a ticket. Tables are going for $1,000 a table, table of 10. It's a, as I said, a wonderful event of corned beef and cabbage buffet, the best in the state of New Hampshire. It's at the Executive Court Banquet Facility in Manchester, and we look forward to having folks call us and be there that evening. We anticipate a full house.
It's plenty of parking, though. I've been there. It's a great event. And again, it's March 17th at the Executive Court Banquet Facility in Manchester. And again, Bobby's phone number is 627-2071. So if you're a corporation and want to buy a table or be a sponsor, I urge you to do so. And as Bobby said, if you're an individual and want to partake in the facilities and also feel good about the fact that you're raising money for education, you can show up that day and buy a ticket.
Yep. Well, what happens, we have several companies and corporations that buy tables, and some of them show and some don't, but we usually fill it up. We normally have between 650 to 700 dinners that we have at the Executive Courtyard. And, as I said, and I'm very happy this year, also one of our main sponsors for the event is DirecTV, and I was happy that they bought into our program.
Wow, you've become a stay there. Now, I'm assuming you're doing some tweeting on this and some social media. Come on, we got to.
My grandkids are teaching me on this. I haven't learned all of it yet.
So
we are on social media with the Easter Seals of New Hampshire.
No, I've seen it. That's why I mentioned it. I was kind of giving you a little plug there. So what time do I show up on March 17th if I want to partake?
What time?
Yeah.
The time is at, it starts at 5 o'clock. It's the 17th this year is on Monday. And normally between 5 and 5:30, folks flow in. And we'll have a couple of speakers. The Community College President, Susan Eward, will be speaking. We have a young student. And by the way, the Master of Ceremonies folks, there's two of them. They're going to be, will be Charlie Sherman and Jack Heath.
Oh my God. If you have Charlie and Jack, you can't miss this. Come on. That's all. We should have said this earlier. Those of you that are listening, they're everywhere, Charlie and Jack.
That's normally, Tom, we also, if he's free, with his basketball games, we'll have Stan Spiro there.
He's become a little bit more mellow since he's had grandchildren. I used to kind of like his tirades on the sidelines. So, but he gets his suits the same place where I get them. So he's got to be a good guy. So that's 627-2071. I know we've had a little bit of fun there, but remember, this is all about education is success. And we, I think, as a relatively wealthy state, we really should do our part to make sure that our young people are educated, because after all, they are the future leaders of tomorrow. And aren't we blessed in New Hampshire that we have someone like Bobby Stephen who like my wife, is telling him, slow down a little bit. But yet every year this continues to grow. So once again, the contact information is 627-2071. The date is March 17th. Bobby Stevens Fund for Educate, also involving the Easter Seals, New Hampshire Youth Transitional Services. Yeah. Bobby, thank you for sharing this weekend with me.
Thank you, Tom, and thank the listeners, because as Tom said, this is a great cause. You know, in life, it's easy to make a buck, I always say, but it's hard to make a difference, and you make a difference in this program.
Thank you. Great way to end the show. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental will return next weekend.